Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life, in which we bring to you those topics in order for us to reflect, contemplate and ponder upon in order to improve our life for the better. And today on Reflections for a Better Life, we are going to be discussing a very beautiful, insightful topic, and that is regarding counsel to the heedless ones. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitations of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of qiyamah. So let us all collectively send salawat upon the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, we thank our most merciful Creator, our most forgiving Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that, we should say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. In every single situation, whether one is rich, whether one is poor, whatever the case may be, we should always say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that we are those people who are content and pleased with the divine decree, with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, the viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing counsel to the heedless ones. And as we journey along to today's episodes, we are going to be bringing in examples of individuals from the past nations in order for us to take a lesson from. And to begin with, we start off with Qarun. Qarun, he was the cousin of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And it's mentioned about him that he was extremely handsome and he was also an excellent reciter of the Torah, the divine book. And later he was granted immense amount of wealth. Now, according to narrations, when Qarun rode out, the keys to his treasures would be loaded onto several mules. You know, despite receiving such wealth, instead of bowing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in shukr, in gratitude, he turned arrogant and he became ungrateful. And ultimately, Qarun, he chose the path of rebellion and he became a hypocrite. And the scholars explain, they say that Qarun, he harbored and he had envy against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And over time, he formed a separate group of followers and he built a huge house, a magnificent house adorned with a golden door and gold-plated walls. Now, Israelites, they would gather at his home, they would eat, they would chat, they would amuse Qarun with jokes and with laughter. Despite, you know, all his wickedness, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam continued to treat him with kindness. Allahu Akbar. However, Qarun, he constantly caused trouble, distress to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and his arrogance and rebelliousness, it did not stop. Finally, when the obligation of zakat was revealed, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam instructed Qarun to pay zakat, what happened then? His greed overtook him, which incited extreme shamefulness. He bribed a woman with money and convinced her to go and falsely accuse Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam of adultery. Allahu Akbar. Though she, you know, initially agreed to commit the sin for money, for wealth, when she stood in the assembly of the Israelites before Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it overtook her. She confessed the truth, exposing Qarun's malicious intentions. And now upon, you know, witnessing Qarun's reprehensible behavior, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was saddened by this. He lowered his head in sajda, in prostration, and he made this dua that, "Oh Allah, if I am indeed your true messenger, then send down your punishment upon Qarun." And the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, it was accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that, "Oh Musa alayhi salam, I have commanded the earth to obey your word. Command it as you wish." And in response, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he commanded the earth and it swallowed Qarun, his associates, and all his treasures. Allahu Akbar. Reviews of Madani Channel, the Holy Quran has mentioned Qarun as a lesson for mankind. And this is documented in the Holy Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the translation, that indeed Qarun was from the nation of Musa. Then he transgressed against them, and we had granted him so much treasure that its keys were certainly burdensome for a group of strong individuals. When his nation said to him, "Do not be in vain. Allah does not like the conceited. And seek the abode of the hereafter with that which Allah granted you, and do not forget your share from the world, and do good just as Allah has bestowed goodness upon you, and do not seek discord in the land. Allah does not like those who spread discourse." This is documented in the Holy Quran. Now, if Qarun had accepted and acted upon the five pieces of advice that the righteous and pious Israelites gave him, he could have avoided his bad end. However, his heart gave in to darkness, because this ill-fated man, he ignored the wise advice of the righteous believers. And what was the result? The result was his arrogance. His arrogance grew to such an extent that he disrespected a prophet of Allah. Disrespected Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. In the end, Qarun was swallowed by the earth. And his account became a lesson and warning for creation thereafter. Now these five counsels, views of Madani Channel, they are full of wisdom for each and every one of us, especially for the wealthy. The first counsel to Qarun, in which it is mentioned the righteous believers advised Qarun saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين, that do not be in vain, Allah does not like the conceited. It's meaning that, O Qarun, if Allah Ta'ala has granted you wealth, so refrain from being boastful and arrogant about it. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala does not like those who indulge in pride and show off. At this point, we need to keep one thing in mind. The happiness that we feel upon receiving a bounty, upon receiving a blessing, it comes in two types. Number one is conceited happiness. This is when one becomes arrogant and starts to show off. Now, this kind of happiness, it is prohibited, it is forbidden. The second type is grateful happiness. Now, this is when a person feels a deep sense of gratitude. For example, a person received a blessing, so the person's heart softens, gratitude fills the heart, and the person reflects, "I'm so undeserving, yet my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has shown such mercy upon me and granted me such blessings." This person feels joy. They share their wealth with others. They help, you know, remove the suffering of those who are distressed. They spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They organize religious gatherings and they engage in good deeds. So in short, the heart, subhanAllah, it is filled with gratitude, and their happiness, it stems from the sense of shukr, of thankfulness. Now this type of happiness, it is an act of ibadah. It is an act of worship, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, that say, only with the grace of Allah and His mercy, they should rejoice. So we must, you know, deeply ingrain the following principle in our hearts and make it a permanent habit. Whether we receive the smallest blessing or the greatest blessing, we must never ever become arrogant. We must never boast about it. We must never flaunt it. Instead, we need to be overcome by emotions of gratitude. We need to bow our head in humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, express thanks to Him, you know, and celebrate by showing shukr, by showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, reflect on this Qarun. He received wealth, which was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what became of him? He became arrogant. He rejoiced. How did he rejoice? He rejoiced with pride. He boasted out of vanity. And as a result, what was his fate? This evil individual, along with his treasures, was all swallowed by the earth. Now, the following, you know, is a very beautiful point, that this phrase from the Holy Quran, we need to engrave it in our hearts. And that is, Al-walayatu lillahi al-haqq. All authority, power, and control belong solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we boast about? How can we be proud? What do we have to be arrogant about? What truly belongs to us? All authority, power, and control belong solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this in mind, never ever be boastful. Do not be arrogant. We shouldn't be showing off. You know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you wealth, it is His gift. If He has kept someone poor, it is His distribution. So we need to keep our heads bowed in humility. Because in the hadith, it is mentioned, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ, that whoever humbles himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala elevates him, Allah ta'ala raises him. This is how we need to be the youth of Madinah Nation. We need to show shukr. You may receive, you know, a blessing in different forms, be it money, be it a new vehicle, be it a new cell phone, be it with children, be it a new house, whatever the case may be, new clothes. Our response and reaction to that is very, very important. You know, we shouldn't be going around town flashing off what we have and putting others down, that look at you, you got nothing, or you got a small vehicle and look at me, I got a nice big SUV. This is not the conduct of a believer, the use of Madani channel. Arrogance, pride, showing off, this is not how we should be. Rather, we need to be of those who show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Quran teaches us that the more you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for you, will give you more, will put barakah, more barakah in your sustenance. So gratitude, as I've said in the beginning, that gratitude, shukr, is very, very important. And also together with that, not forgetting the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he has mentioned, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ, that one who cannot show thanks to people, cannot show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, your family members, your friends, your siblings, other fellow Muslims, we need to show thanks to them. We need to show shukr to them. And subhanAllah, when you do this, it will foster unity, love, muhabbah. It will foster harmony between Muslims, between your family members, between your brothers, your sisters, your siblings. This is how we need to carry out ourselves. Because arrogance, pride, that is how Shaitan, Iblis, he got ruined. At one stage, he was the teacher of the angels. It's mentioned there's not a place on earth where Shaitan has not made sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his end, he got ruined, accursed, rejected, casted out of Jannah because of showing arrogance, because of showing pride. So we need to avoid this evil quality, devices of Madani Channel. You know, you may get some who, when they are blessed with something, then they feel or they think that now they are better than everybody else. And they have this thing called superiority complex, where everyone else other than them seems to be inferior, as if they have no worth. This quality has to be abandoned because it can really destroy a person. So this was the first counsel to Qarun. We look at the second counsel. The righteous believers among the Israelites, they gave Qarun the second piece of advice. And what was that? That was, which is also documented in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَبَتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ And seek the abode of the hereafter with that which Allah granted you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful advice, divis of Madinah channel. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, money, other types of wealth, a pleasant voice, good health, youth, every breath of life, etc. Use it to seek the hereafter, not worldly luxury. Like Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, he has said that, O people, the hereafter is approaching and the world is retreating. Both have their seekers. You should be seekers of the hereafter. Do not become seekers of the world. So become seekers of the hereafter, for the world is fleeting. Allahu Akbar. Now if we spend our youth on worldly pursuits, both the world and your youth, it will fade. If we expend our strength on worldly matters, both the world and our wealth will perish. However, if we dedicate our youth, we channel our strength, we utilize our intelligence, we focus our thoughts, we apply our skills, and spend our wealth, not for this world, but for the hereafter, then your youth, your strength, your wealth, and other blessings may eventually fade, but the hereafter, that will remain eternal. So, a wise person is not one who runs after this world, but the one who becomes a seeker of the akhirah, of the hereafter. Like one Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he set out on a journey with the Caliph Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik. And in earlier times, travel, it was conducted using camels, horses, mules, etc. And servants, they would send ahead tents and necessary supplies to the destination, ensuring everything was ready upon arrival. While this Caliph Sulaiman and others sent their tents ahead, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he did not send his belongings or tent in advance. And upon reaching the destination, everyone went to their own tents. But Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, what did he do? Allahu Akbar, he was nowhere to be seen. And the Caliph instructed his servants, go and find him. After searching, they found him sitting under a tree. He was crying. And when this Caliph was informed, he called him and asked that, O Abu Hafs, why are you crying? Meaning, O Umar bin Abdul Aziz, why are you crying? And he said that, I remembered the day of Qiyamah. He says that, look, all of you sent your tents, you sent it ahead in advance, and upon arrival, you went straight into them. However, I sent nothing ahead from my home, so I have nothing here. And the same will happen on the day of Qiyamah. One will only find what they have sent ahead for themselves. Allahu Akbar. Yusuf Madani channel, truly, you know, this is a matter of reflection, something for us to ponder about if we want to better our life in this world and in the hereafter. You know, if we spend all our resources only on building our worldly lives and sending nothing ahead for the hereafter, then this world, it's going to come to an end, it's going to perish. And we as well, we're not going to be here forever, we're going to fade away. What will become of us in the hereafter if we have nothing stored for it, if we haven't sent ahead anything? What will we do then? Now, at that time, we're going to be crying in regret. And we are going to be saying, as the Quran says, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي, that alas, with that I had sent forth goodness for my life. So, now is that time. We're still alive, we're still breathing. We should embrace this beautiful advice. And that advice, I'll mention it again. وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ And seek the abode of the hereafter with that which Allah granted you. We must remember, Yusuf Madin Insha'Allah, that we are in this world, yes. We need to survive, we need food, we need water, we need money, of course we do. But it shouldn't be to that extent wherein we forget about the hereafter. We need to be in this world, not for the world. We shouldn't be living for this world. We should be living in this world for the hereafter, for the akhirah, because that is the final abode. That is the everlasting abode. That is where we all are going to be permanently. This world is temporary. It's going to fade away. The sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, everything is going to perish. Nothing over here is lasting forever. Everything is going to remain in the hereafter. So for that, if Allah Ta'ala blessed you with wealth, spend that wealth giving sadaqah, paying your zakat, donating, helping a student of deen, helping the Jami'at al-Madinah by giving donations. This would help you not only in this world, but in your qabr and in the hereafter as well. And in this way, we are sending belongings for the hereafter. But when we pass away, inshallah, then on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, we are going to be seeing our rewards, provided that our intentions are sincere. That if you gave 20 grand just to show another person that you are giving more, then what was the intention behind that? To show others that, you know what, you got all the bucks and that you giving more, you want your name on billboards, then there's no reward in that. But if your intention was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would see its reward on the day of Qiyamah. So that was Yusuf Madani Shunan, the second advice to Qarun. The third advice that the righteous believers among the Israelites gave him was, and this is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا And do not forget your share from the world. Allah. Now in this ayah, it is mentioned that do not forget your share in this world. What does this mean? Now regarding this, a scholar has mentioned that this refers to the shroud. Allahu Akbar. Now from this world, our only share is merely two pieces of cloth, two pieces of shroud. We may spend our entire lives earning, buying luxury vehicles, building beautiful houses and mansions, accumulating millions, billions and trillions in wealth, collect countless awards and medals and enjoy every worldly blessing. But ultimately, what will we take with us from this world? Only two pieces of shroud, that's it. Your coffin. There's just two pieces. That's it, nothing else. Your bank balance is staying here. Your house is staying here. That nice vehicle that you bought, that's staying over here. The mini, mini houses that you built, that's staying over here. The fancy clothes that you wore, even that's staying over here. Everything is remaining over here. And you are only taking your share, which is two pieces of shroud. This is our true share, if you really have to reflect upon that. And this verse reminds us that do not forget your share in this world. Meaning, always, always remember the shroud. So it is of Mother Nature, no matter what we achieve in this world, how much we earn or how much we accumulate, it will truly remain with us in the end. What will we take with us from this world? It is an undeniable reality that we will leave with just a shroud. You know, Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he was known for his grandeur and splendor, you know, faced a humbling moment at the end of his life. When his final moments approached, someone asked him that, how do you feel now? And Abdul Malik bin Marwan, he responded and he said that I feel exactly as described in the Holy Quran. And it's mentioned in the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ فُرَادَ كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. And surely you came to us alone, just as we originally created you, and you have left behind all that which we granted you. The moment he recited this ayah, this verse, he took his last breath and he left this world. Caliph Mu'tasim, he was known for his cruelty and hard-heartedness. Now he faced his final moments in turmoil. He was on his deathbed and he repeatedly mentioned these words. He said, لو علمت أن عمري هكذا قصير ما فعلت. That if I had known my life would be this short, I would never have sought rulership. Stevens of Madani Channel, we need to reflect upon the sorrowful, sad words of rulers, kings, who once upon a time they lived in luxury and authority. These kings who spend their lives indulging in pleasures, possessing vast treasures, and were surrounded by servants and attendants, they left this world with nothing but a simple shroud. This year is actually a lesson for each and every one of us. So we must abandon the obsession with building worldly success and instead focus on seeking the hereafter with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. This is, you know, really, really important use of Madani Channel, because at the end, as we have heard, we are only taking our shroud with us. Death is going to come, we have no guarantee when. Nowadays, it's not about only the old people. It's not about the person with the gray hair, with the gray beard. No, it's not about that anymore. Now you'll see even a child passing away. You'll see even children passing away. You'll see teenagers passing away. You'll see young adults passing away. We have no guarantee of when we are going to pass away. It could be tomorrow. It could be even now. It could be the next moment. We don't know. We don't have that guarantee. So why not we be the wise ones? We be the clever ones? We be the intelligent ones, instead of accumulating and, you know, stressing ourselves over this world? Because one thing, you know, is that the more you run behind this world, you run after this world, the more the world is going to run far, far away from you. And you'll spend your whole life in this rat race, running after the world, competing with this person, competing with that person, in order just to get to the top, whilst the world is going further and further and further away from you. You'd have 50,000 today, tomorrow you'd 100,000. You'd have 1 million today, tomorrow you want 10 million. Man is like that. One narration mentions that nothing fills the belly of a man except his qabr, except his grave. Meaning, no matter how much you can have, you can even be a millionaire, you can be a billionaire, you can be a trillionaire, you even get some that are above a trillionaire as well. But still, they want more and they want more and more and more. It never comes to an end. And the problem with that is we have not become content. We have not attained contentment. Ask those who are wealthy, ask those who are rich, if they can sleep peacefully at night. Worried about this share, worried about that share, worried about this and that. They can't. Whereas those who are content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them, they can happily sleep at night. Peacefully, they can go sleep at night. They're having the time with their family. They're having a united family. They can go sleep at night with an average amount that they may be earning because of contentment. Contentment is a treasure. A priceless treasure that money cannot get you. Contentment doesn't lie in money. Contentment doesn't lie in wealth. It doesn't mean that a person who has so much that they're going to be content. No, contentment is with the little that you have. If you can do that, then even when you get more, inshallah, you'll even be content with that as well. Because if you have wealth, if you have money, you're content. Your heart is not attached to it. That is why pious predecessors, the awliya Allah, they say that you keep the world in your palm, not in your heart. And wealth falls under this. It is a commodity of this world. You keep money, you keep wealth, you keep it in your palm. You in control, you don't keep it in your heart. Otherwise, that wealth, that money is going to control you, and then you become oblivious to what's going on around you. Someone come and give you advice, you turn a deaf ear to it. Someone you see who is needy, you'll turn a blind eye to him. Why? Because you all pomp and glory. You know, all that matters is you. So we need to build contentment, Ifis of Madinjan. All of these we discuss in Qarun. These are the pieces of advice that the righteous believers amongst the Israelites, they gave to him. I mean, he was handsome. He would recite the Torah. What destroyed him? His greed. His greed for wealth. His enviousness against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, against a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he was the cousin of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and he was still destroyed at the end because of the wealth that he had. He didn't show thankfulness for it. He didn't show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. That is why gratitude and shukr is such a major, major aspect in Islam. That if you have this, you have everything. You don't have this, you don't have nothing, no matter how much you can have. But you got no gratitude, you got nothing, you got zero. So gratitude, Ifis of Madinah, it takes a person a very, very long way in life. Next, we go on to the fourth piece of advice that was given to Qarun. And this is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And do good just as Allah has bestowed goodness upon you. Meaning, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown kindness to you, you should show generosity by giving in charity, spending your wealth on righteous deeds, comforting the hearts of the poor and the needy, and removing the hunger of the destitute. Be a source, be a means of kindness and compassion to others. And this is an important reminder, Ifis of Madinah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed wealth upon us. And it is imperative upon us to spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill its rights. Now always remember that you and I, we may have wealth, we may have money, but we are not the owners of this wealth. We are merely and simply its trustees. We are the trustees of this wealth. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahimahullah, Imam Al-Awliya, he says that you are trustees over this wealth. Allahu Akbar. So this shows, Ifis of Madinah, that this wealth is not ours, but belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are simply entrusted with it and can only spend it where Allah ta'ala commands us. If we are commanded to give zakat, we must give zakat. If we are commanded to pay sadaqatul fitr, we must pay it. If we are commanded to spend on the needy, we must help them. If we are commanded to spend on our families, then we must do so. So in summary, this wealth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wherever Allah ta'ala commands us to spend, we must obey. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by granting us wealth, and it is obligatory upon you and I to show kindness to His servants and support their needs. Now, sometimes when it comes to zakat, some people, they hesitate and they don't want to give the zakat, thinking that, oh, I'm going to suffer loss, and you know, I'm gonna be in more problems if I give zakat, and what excuses they come up with. Yet it would be compulsory upon them, it would be fard upon them to give zakat, but they wouldn't want to give zakat. Like we see in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lengthy narration, but I would encapsulate it inshallah. There was a man called Tha'laba, and Tha'laba, he requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for him to get wealthy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, gave him nasiha, that you know what, Tha'laba, be content with the little that you have, because if you have more, you may not be able to show shukr for it. Tha'laba, he was insisting, he was persistent that no, I want the wealth. I want more wealth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua for him. And he was granted so much of wealth. Allah Ta'ala blessed him so much that the animals that he had, he couldn't put all of them in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. So what he did, he took all of it and he went to the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. Now he was far away from Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. And gradually over time, because of the amount of wealth he had, because of the amount of animals that he had, he stopped coming for Salah. It's, as time went, slowly he started missing his Salah. Eventually, he missed even the Jum'ah Salah as well because of him being occupied by his wealth. And then, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent some people to go and collect zakat. But when they reached Tha'laba, Tha'laba said, no, I'm not going to give anything. He took it in a sense of tax. He said, no, I'm not going to give nothing from my wealth. And they went back. They reported this to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he showed his displeasure upon the response of Tha'laba. Sometime later, Tha'laba, realizing, you know, what he did wasn't so good, he comes to the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, here is my zakat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not accept his zakat. He went back. After the physical demise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the era of Sayyidina Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to him as well and his zakat was not accepted. Sayyidina Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not accept your zakat, how can I accept it? Time of Sayyidina Umar Al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. He came back. Still it wasn't accepted. And in the era, in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman Al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that is when he passed away. So we see, views of Madani Channel, how wealth, it can make a person deaf, it can make a person blind, wherein they can't hear what is right, they can't see what is right, because they are so in love with their wealth. This is what love does. When you love someone, you can't hear anything bad about the person, you can't see anything bad in the person. When a person falls in love with wealth, to them that wealth is everything. They can't do without it. You know, they get like a hypertension if they have to give even a small amount from their wealth, because they are in love with their wealth. And this is what love for wealth, it does to a person. So this is very, very detrimental to use of Madani Channel. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned so beautifully that the people are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who benefits his dependents the most. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So if you have wealth, views of Madani Channel, if Allah ta'ala blessed you with wealth, spend on other fellow Muslims. Spend towards the cause of Islam, to strengthen Islam. Spend on your family. And spend, you may know of those who are poor, those who are needy, those who are destitute, those who are orphaned. Go and spend on them. You know how happy they would get by you spending on them? And that happiness is not for nothing. You'd even be rewarded for that. You know, one narration says that after all the faraid acts, after all the obligatory acts, the most virtuous is to place happiness in the hearts of others. And subhanAllah, very beautiful narration that when you make others happy, Allah Ta'ala creates an angel out of that happiness. This angel glorifies Allah, this angel praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you pass away, the same angel comes into your grave and it asks you that, do you recognize me? Do you know who I am? You would say, I don't know who you are. Then the angel will say that, I am that same happiness which you put, which you placed, which you entered into the hearts of other fellow Muslims. And today, I am here to place happiness in your grave. Today, I am here to help you answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. Not only that, I'm going to intercede for you today and I am going to show you your place in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, all of this for doing what, dear viewers of Madinah Channel? Just for putting a smile on someone's face, just for making someone's heart happy, sincerely. How much of time would that take you to do? How much would it cost you? It wouldn't really cost you anything at all. You just simply have to smile. They say smiling is contagious. You smile and the next person smiles and everyone smiles, mashallah. And that whole atmosphere, it turns into a happy one. You place happiness into the hearts. Someone may be having a down day. Someone may be having a sad day. You don't know what they're going through. And you saw them, you didn't mention them to them an essay or a paragraph. No, you just told them a few sentences, even one sentence too. But the impact that it had, the words that you chose in that sentence, had such an impact on that person who's having a down day that it made his whole day bright. It made him forget about his worries, about his anxiety, about his stress, what different kinds of stress that he was going through. It made him forget about all of that. Why? Because of your choice of words, because of how you spoke to him, because of what you told him. You made him happy. What did it cost you? Nothing. You lost money? No, you didn't. Did you lose anything? No, you didn't lose anything. Rather, you gained. Did you lose time? No, you didn't lose time. Because even that time, it went into good use. It went into reward, into doing something good. This is how we have to be, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. This is how we can use our wealth to make others happy. Of course, there are many ways as well. Wealth is only one way, but there are many ways. As I've mentioned, your one sentence that you can say, this is the power that words have. Words have power. Words are not just words that are laying there. No. They have an impact on a person. They have power. And when you choose the right words at the right time, they say, strike the rod while it's hot. When you do that, that person's entire day will bloom up. You would be able to even see it on his face. So let us also make this niyyah, make this intention that from today, we will also go and make others happy. And as of now, the viewers of Madinah Channel, we do have a very beautiful, a melodious kalam. So let us go in order to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madina. حسن عمل میرے کیا ہے سنگم ہجر کے غم میں دل رو رہا ہے ہے عجب وصل و فرقت کا سنگم ہجر کے غم میں دل رو رہا ہے
مصطفیٰ کا کرم خوشی سے میرا جھومتا ہے
یا نبی آپ کے عاشقوں کو آپ کی دید کے طالبوں کو یا نبی آپ کے عاشقوں کو جلوہ دکھا دیجئے نا ان بیچاروں کو ارماں بڑا ہے
اپنا جلوہ دکھا دیجئے نا ان بیچاروں کو ارماں بڑا ہے
مصطفیٰ کا کرم ہو گیا ہے دل خوشی سے
چل پڑا جانبِ طیبہ مولا قافلہ چل مدینہ کا آقا چل پڑا جانبِ طیبہ مولا تیرے عشاق کے پیچھے پیچھے تیرا عطار بھی آ رہا ہے تیرے عشاق کے پیچھے پیچھے تیرا عطار بھی آ رہا ہے
مصطفیٰ کا کریم ہو گیا ہے دل خوشی سے میرا جھومتا ہے اذن پھر حاضری کا ملا ہے قافلہ سوئے طیبہ چلا ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ very heart touching کلام may اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی increase our love for the beloved حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ coming back to our topic of discussion news of Madani channel in which we are discussing counsel to the heedless ones and thus far we have been mentioning about Qarun and the five pieces of advice that were given to him by the righteous believers amongst the Israelites, which is documented in the Holy Quran. And from this, you know, we can learn a lot, divisions of Madani children. As we have been going through the pieces of advices, we have also been gaining the lessons from it as well on how we can reflect in order to improve our life. The fifth counsel to Qarun, and that was, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَا تَبَغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And do not seek discord in the land. Allah does not like those who spread discord. Now, this is also an important piece of advice if you have Madani channel. It means that, O Qarun, Allah Ta'ala has granted you wealth and riches and the most generous Rabb. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has bestowed such favors upon you. So do not commit sins. No, do not use these blessings in disobedience to Allah and do not spread corruption on the earth. Now this shows the use of Madani channel. Using wealth for sinful activities, it leads to destruction, to ruin. You know, wealth, it is a blessing. And a person will be questioned about this on the day of Qiyamah. A hadith mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will not be able to move his feet until he has answered five questions. Number one, how did you spend your life? Number two, how did you spend your youth? Number three, from where did you earn your wealth? Number four, where did you spend it? And number five, how much did you act upon the knowledge you acquired? Now this is a moment of deep, deep reflection, viewers of Madani channel. No, heedlessness, it has become widespread today. You know, whether wealth is earned through a lawful means or forbidden sources, only few people genuinely and truly care. You know, there are very few who are connected or there are very few who are concerned about where their money is being spent. So it is essential to be cautious about both how we earn and where we spend our wealth. Otherwise, this wealth, it could become the reason for being dragged into hell. I mean, just look at the questions you mentioned up. From where did you earn your wealth and where did you spend it? And these five questions we are going to have to answer. Even for the blessing that a person has, they are going to be held accountable for it. It's even mentioned that even for a glass of chilled water that you drank, a person would even be questioned regarding that. A person will be held accountable regarding that as well. And we are going to have to answer. We are going to have to answer. We are going to be held accountable for it. So it's important, Yusuf Madin, that whether you have less wealth or a lot of wealth, in every state, you and I have to show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until then, reflect, ponder, contemplate, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the best.